Good afternoon, everyone out there in internet radio land. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio. Happy Saturday afternoon to you, the 9th of May. I've got a lot to talk about today. Time is going to go by quickly, it seems to anyway. I'm going to change subjects fast and quickly, so stay with me if you could, please. And in 3 months' time, I'll be 66 years old. So today's the 9th of May. On the 9th of August, I'll be 66. And three more months to go, and I'll start collecting my Social Security check, hopefully. You know, with everything that's going on nowadays, can't be too sure, but I hope so. Yeah, I've been working since 1973, putting into Social Security, so I deserve it. Well, I don't have any guests today. But if you do want to be a guest on my show, please contact Doug, BBS Radio, and let him know that you want to be a guest on my show. And if you've listened to my show before, you know I'm interested in things such as UFOs, extraterrestrials, near-death experiences, angels, anything spiritual. So there's a ton of subjects that I could talk about. I'm going to talk about today, and 1 hour really isn't enough for everything I want to say. 2 to 4 hours would be more like it, but it is what it is. I've got 1 hour a week, and as I mentioned, it goes by really quickly. Time does seem to fly. So how have you all been over the last week, another week in this unprecedented situation that we're going through? I was just listening to another show on BBS Radio, Station 2. And the gentleman was saying that this is a unique time where there's changes going on the world has never seen before, and you were born into this world to be a part of this time, which leads me into a subject I wanted to talk about, and that is our pre-existence before coming to Earth. As you know, most of you, I think, know, there is an afterlife. After we die, you, I, everybody, right? One day, we don't know when, someday out in the future, hopefully way out to the future, not in the near future. Because, in my opinion, every single day we spend here on Earth is a day that we can dedicate to developing ourselves spiritually. And there's nothing more important than that, my friends. Here in the University of the Universe, on planet Earth, our goal is to graduate. Our goal, objective, should be to graduate from this existence, having learned some good knowledge, been kind to our fellow human being, and left the world a better place as a result of it. And so we go to what some people call heaven, others call the spirit lands, that world of light, where our spirit continues to exist. We leave this physical body behind. Our soul is like the brain of our spirit. It has the memories of our past lives. It has access to universal knowledge. And then we have a little vacation there in heaven. That's the word I like to use. And from there, well, during that vacation, you know, we hook up with our deceased relatives. My mother and father are there. It's going to be good to see them. Of course, everybody will be in the age 30 mold, right? You don't see any old people in heaven. And if you saw the movie Heaven is for Real, that's one of a few things you might have learned from watching that movie about what heaven is like. The age 30 mold. You know, people, you won't see people with old bodies, hunched over, with gray hair, wrinkles on their skin. Now they revert back to the age 30, young, vibrant, energetic, strong mold. And there's so much going on in heaven. You know, it's amazing to think about. But here we are on Earth, we're learning. This is a very basic learning environment where we learn social values and not only that, but also it's a world where there's been a lot of war and hostility in our past, and we have the capability to destroy ourselves. Every day is a gift, my friends. We are blessed. God is out there, though. The Creator is in control, and it behooves us to say the right things. And we all say the wrong thing every once in a while, don't we? It's like, don't cast any stones at people because you're not without sin. You know what I mean? And that is something I want to talk about later on. But for right now, let me continue with heaven and all the people from the cultures and eras throughout the centuries are going to be there. Religion doesn't exist in heaven. We're all children of the Creator, the Spirit Mother and Spirit Father, because you need a mother to create children. And if you believe you're a child of God, I'm saying God could be the Father God or Mother God, could be the Supreme Creator who started this whole shebang with the Big Bang and started the physical universe expanding one solar system after another, one galaxy after another. Isn't it amazing? And here we are in an outward spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy, rotating on our axis at about 600 miles an hour, revolving around the sun at about 60,000 miles an hour, revolving around the Milky Way galaxy at about 500,000 miles an hour. It's true. It's true. But we don't think about that much because, well, we've got our lives to live. We've got our jobs. We've got to raise our children. And so it goes. But for those of us who hear that call of the wild, that call of the soul, like in my intro music, did you like that? I've had my show with BBS Radio going on 3 years now, on and off, usually about half the year, 6 months out of the year. I plan on keeping on going now indefinitely. I think I can afford it, and I believe I have some good information to share with all you fellow human beings out there. And so, how are you? How have you been? I love people. I do. I don't think of the negative stuff. I don't swear. I'm one of those people that don't swear. You know, I think, try to think good thoughts. It's not easy. You know, those negative thoughts do come to mind. In this world, there's a lot of flack, if you will, that's coming our way. It seems we have to sort through a lot of stuff on the television nowadays. And television is pretty powerful medium. It's like a time machine. It's like a time machine in a way. And sometimes it can be almost haunting, you know. If you're watching, this is what I found out, and I believe that most people feel the same way from my experience. I found out that if things affect me, usually they're affecting other people also. If I'm watching television, it's okay. Television's okay. But if I'm listening to it from a distance, you know, like washing the dishes or maybe in the bathroom, you know, and it's out in the bedroom, it's almost, it's hard to describe. It's got a magical kind of power that you can't get away from. You can't escape it, you know. It's right there. It's real. And so, I'm not suggesting you go out, take your TV to the backyard and take a sledgehammer and break it. No, just kidding. But I'm thinking that there was a time when I lived in Cleveland, Ohio, when I was with the Army, and I lived by myself. That was when I was separated from my, and later divorced from my ex-wife. I'm married to another woman right now. And I didn't watch hardly any TV at all. I must say, I was happier, I think. There was a lot more time to read, lot more time to think, go out for walks, just enjoy myself, you know. Just enjoy life without television. But nowadays, I live with five other people, and it's almost impossible to not have the TV on, either upstairs or downstairs. So I come out onto my patio sometimes and just chill out. I like to eat my food out here. You know, peace of mind, peace and quiet. Such a precious commodity nowadays, isn't it? Peace of mind. It's just less stressful. You know, I'm out here with nature. I can hear the birds singing over in the distance. I can feel the wind. I see the sun over in the distance beginning to set, the clouds, and all the beautiful trees. We have a couple of trees in our backyard, a peach tree and a plum tree, and I'm sad to say that they didn't fare too well this year. They've done very well in previous years since they were planted in 2011, but the peach tree has developed some what they call peach borers, and it appears like it's half dead. Leaves sprung out on about half of the branches on the tree. Same with the plum tree. I asked a guy from a local tree farm or people that take care of trees, how do you describe them? Well, you know what I mean. So the guy comes out here and says, well, they're not really in the ground well enough. He shook the tree and you could see it moving down at the base, and these are like 9-year-old trees. So I realized that I didn't water them enough out in the backyard. I just watered them very rarely and then relied on the rain to give them their water. But I realized now I made a mistake. I should have been watering them more. I'll water the trees in our front yard, and they're growing big time. One of them was very thick around the base, maybe at least 15 inches to 20 inches thick all the way around, you know. So let me go back to heaven. Our evolution as, you can call us human beings, but more than that, we are beings, spiritual beings, having a material experience. And when we transition, when we cross over to that other side and continue to exist in spirit, and I've learned most of what I know from other people, from reading their books, people that have had glimpses of the afterlife from near-death experiences. I had Nia on my show recently, and she told us about her near-death experience. If you've had a near-death experience that's really cool and neat and you'd like to share it, please contact Doug at DBS Radio. Many thanks to them for all they do. May God bless them. May God bless DBS Radio. A big shout-out to Doug and Don. Thank you for all they're doing to help make the world a better place. Contact them and let them know that you'd like to be a guest on my show, and come on and give me some real good stuff. I want to hear you talk with God, or you saw heaven, or maybe you got contacted by extraterrestrials, you were abducted, you talk with them. That's the meat I'm kind of looking for, meat, so to speak. Okay, an angel. Maybe you had an encounter with an angel. Yes, I want the real good stuff, because I've been developing myself spiritually for going on 30 years. And I've read many, many near-death experiences and stories about extraterrestrials, UFOs, abductions, people that were taken to a planet, to a couple of planets, and there's so many different types of extraterrestrials out there. And on that subject, well, before I start that subject, I feel like I got a bug in my shoe. I feel like there's an ant or something crawling in my shoe, in my right foot. Maybe it'll go away. Anyway, so getting back to heaven. Okay, there is something in my shoe. I'm going to talk and do this at the same time. So then, because the evolution of our spirit and soul requires that we, there's nothing there. Let me shake my shoe out. It requires that we, through the process of reincarnation, yes, it's true. Some people don't believe in reincarnation. Well, you will later. You'll find out if you don't before you die. And you might just walk up to me in heaven afterwards and say, I apologize. I listened to your show someday. I forget when it was. And you said reincarnation was real. And I didn't believe it back then, but now I believe it. I know it's real. I apologize. And I'll say, that's okay. It's all good. Because we need to continue our soul's development. One life on one planet just isn't enough, my friends. So as you become more evolved, you know, there's a lot of young souls on this planet, intermediate souls, advanced souls. I think I'm probably an advanced soul, and I say so humbly. I think there are others, too, and there are young souls, too, who don't have too many past lives. This might be their first life here on a world in the universe. Welcome to the universe. And so just briefly, our pre-existence, when we were living as spirits and souls before we came to Earth, before we were born on Earth, we existed. You just can't remember because we were made to forget. All of you advanced souls out there, I've heard of something called the River of Oblivion, where the memories of our past lives are erased as we come into this world. We're born. It could be at any time during the fetal development of our uteruses, my friends. In utero, so to speak, those 9 months after conception, usually after the heart starts beating, and any time up until when the baby comes out of the mother. So much to say. What did you think I was going to say? Just kidding. So that's when the soul and the spirit go into the body. That's what I meant. And it's an amazing thing, really. So some of us had many, many past lives. You could have up to 200 past lives and still be living in the physical universe. The goal is to get onto those planets of a higher evolutionary category where there is more love and more cooperation, less competition, where you are exploring the universe in your own custom-made flying saucer. How does that sound to you out there? Wouldn't that be fun? You, of course, you'll have a knowledge of anti-gravity and how everything works, how to surf the outer space above us. Space is made of a fabric. Einstein said that outer space is made of, in my opinion, I don't know if Einstein knew this, but dark energy and dark matter. See, the darkness out there, the darkness of space, it's just an absence of light. It's not real. It's a manufactured reality, my friends. Dark energy, dark matter. Because the creator, a supreme creator, had to find a way to create something outside of a world of light so that all those young, or maybe not so young, souls and spirits go out there and learn from the darkness and develop their lights that way, increase their lights. And I talked about that on the last show. Your soul is like a light bulb. It shines with a light. When you graduate from this earth, when we transition, we hope that the light of our souls will be brighter from the things that we learn, the knowledge we gain, the acts of kindness, the love that we shared with people. And so it continues, one life after another, up the evolutionary ladder to a higher category of planet, to where you reach a level where it's almost like heaven, But in the material world, where everything is beautiful, the light is much brighter, the color's more intense with the trees. And yeah, they have trees and lakes and rivers, oceans, seas, mountains, valleys, flowers. Things are a lot bigger on some planets. Of course, the waters are pristine. There's no pollution, no air or water pollution, no noise pollution. The extraterrestrials are extremely, extremely intelligent and advanced technologically and spiritually. And so that's the goal. And from there, you can become, this is my opinion now, what I've put together from what I've learned from other people, one piece of a jigsaw puzzle at a time, so to speak, to create my reality system. Then we have the choice to become co-creator gods and create our own solar system with suns and planets and our own children. And guess what? You'll need your soulmate for that. Soulmate, yes, we're created male and female. We pop out of the spirit mother and father's merging. They think their thoughts in unison, and voila, a soul, a new soul and spirit are created, just like little babies, and they grow too. And so we can do that too as co-creator gods, and that's what we are right now. We are co-creator gods in the making. If you can die any second, then you know that's possible, because you know what? I trust that you are an intelligent person that prides themselves on their intelligence. There's no other reason why we're here other than we are gods in the making, even Jesus. And I believe in Jesus, especially the Jesus that, before he died on the cross, performed all those miracles. And the greatest miracle of all, the resurrection and the ascension. Oh, I can explain it all. That's I've not done that on other shows. That would take me probably about half an hour, and I don't want to dedicate that time right now. But if you heard some of my previous shows, and they're right there in the archives of BBS Radio, go right ahead. Be my guest. I don't want to challenge your faith, because I know nowadays people need faith. But my friends, if your faith is strong and is based on truth, then you don't have to worry about, you know, that feeling you get when all of a sudden you realize, dang, I didn't know that. I should have known that. But it's all good. Because whether you're a young soul, you're an advanced soul, we're all souls on our journeys. It's like being in school, whether, say, you're my brother or you're my sister. I'm in the 12th grade and you're maybe in the 5th grade. Just because I'm older than you doesn't mean I'm better than you are. It just means I'm older. It means I've had the advantage of living longer than you have, and that's the way it is with souls. That's the way you got to look at it. So going back, that's enough about heaven, reincarnation, all that. Switching back to extraterrestrials, my friends, they're out there. The evidence is very obvious, very plain. And I mentioned this before on many shows, and I like doing it, and I'll do it again for your benefit. If all the life here on Earth, and you know there's a lot of life, if all the life here on Earth happened by accident, I'm talking the insects, the reptiles, the birds, the fish, the amphibians, the mammals, thousands and thousands and thousands of different varieties of bodies. All of that, and by the way, those bodies have eyes and reproductive systems, metabolisms, defenses, wings, some of them little tiny little things, and the creator amazing. No, but we were talking about an accident. It wasn't accident. And logically, and if you have that intelligence where you can understand pure logic, my friends, logically, it could happen by accident anywhere in the universe. Yes? Don't say no, because you'd be lying. But I know some people, atheists, agnostics, they automatically take the opposite stance of anything that you tell them. Just kidding. If you're an atheist or an agnostic, I love you. And maybe some other time I'll let you call in and challenge me. Get my blood pressure up. That's okay. I'll still love you. But in the meantime, if you want to share your beliefs, if you feel so strongly in what you believe, get your own show on BBS Radio. Why not? You can talk about anything that you want to, anything that's a passion for you. So back to evidence, my friends, evidence. What more evidence do we need? I've just explained it. If it happened by accident here, it could happen by accident elsewhere. But if there's a creator who is all-powerful and all-knowledgeable, knowledgeable and powerful enough to create all this life on Earth, then certainly, logically, that creator would be able, would have the power and the knowledge to create either the same or different life anywhere in the universe. That's also logical. But then again, you don't listen to logic all the time, do you? You want some real evidence, don't you? Well, let me try something else. Remember Roswell, 1947? Well, there was a major in the Air Force who, initially when the flying saucer landed, crash-landed in Roswell, and the debris was recovered, and it was in the newspaper the next day, flying saucer recovered at Roswell. They sent a major by the name of Jesse Marcel out there to pick it up, all that debris. And he did. He picked up a bunch of stuff right at home, showed his family, to include a piece of metal that you put it in your hand, squunched it up. It was kind of like tinfoil, but it sprung back into its original shape. You couldn't burn it. You couldn't scratch it. And there was another kind of like a rod that had some hieroglyphic writing on it. So the Air Force changed its story. Once the word got out among the Air Force chain of command, they decided in their infinite wisdom that it was best not to go down that route of having recovered a flying saucer. What will the people think? Here we are, just a couple years out of World War II. One thing we don't want to do is panic the people, because they can't handle the truth. And we saw that very clearly in 1930, whatever, when Orson Welles had his radio show, War of the Worlds, when people thought we were being attacked by aliens. My friends, if aliens wanted to attack us, and never mind those silly, silly negative Hollywood movies about extraterrestrials, it's very, very silly. Interplanetary warfare will not happen, my friends. They have the means to destroy our planet in about, I'll be generous and say 5 seconds, the entire planet disintegrated. They can travel through interstellar space. They can go interdimensional. They've been alive, traveling the universe for millions and millions and millions of years, longer than we even existed. We weren't even cavemen at one time before they were, traveling around the universe with their flying saucers and whatever shape spacecraft they use. Some are round, circular, maybe 70 meters in diameter. So, Jesse Marcel, we covered all that stuff. And then the chain of command in the Air Force said, we need to change our story to say that it was a hot weather balloon, a weather balloon that they recovered. And so they had Jesse stand by this debris from a weather balloon. They took a picture, it was put in the newspaper. And he stuck by the story because he wanted to keep his job working in the Air Force, making his money, supporting his family. Understandable, right? Well, the years went by, and make a long story short, right at the end of Jesse Marcel's life, he was dying of cancer, he had terminal cancer. He had nothing to lose, and he only had a few days left to live. And he got some people in his room there where he was dying and said, I'm going to make a deathbed confession. I'd like you to know that that story that the Air Force told me to change around, that the debris that was recovered wasn't a flying saucer, it was a weather balloon, was wrong. They made me say that. What I recovered did belong to a flying saucer. I saw it. And he saw the alien bodies that were recovered there, too. So this man makes a deathbed confession. Why would he lie? Is that a good enough form of logic for you? Is that good enough evidence for you? If you still think that, oh, he just did it because he wanted to lie, well, then let me give you an example of something similar. Let's say a man was dying. He had his family around him. He had been very faithful to his wife all those years. They loved each other. They raised five children together. And just before he dies, he said, looks up to his wife, looks into her eyes and says, I want to tell you that I had an affair with a woman for about a year, and then he dies. Why would he do that? Why would he lie? That makes no sense, right? Is that a good example? Same with Jesse Marcel. Why would he say a lie just before he died on his deathbed, a deathbed confession? Guess what? The Air Force wanted me to lie. That debris did belong to a flying saucer. The American people should know, the world should know, that we're not alone in the universe, because it'll make a big difference. It will change our lives for the better. Not only will God appear to be more real, but there'll be a feeling all of a sudden of intergalactic brotherhood. We have brothers and sisters in spirit, in different bodies out there. My friends, we're not going to get, although we could get a piece of a flying saucer, because the U.S. government has hidden it away somewhere, not only Roswell, but there have been other incidents as well. And this is a very, I have to admit, a scary subject to talk about, because there were some people that were assassinated back then around that time by coming out and talking about it. Well, that's the price of truth nowadays. In order to follow the path of truth, of justice, of fairness, and this is the United States of America, right? Our founding fathers said everyone has the right to pursue happiness, justice, fairness, truth. So all of a sudden, I don't feel so bad. I think you can handle the truth that there are extraterrestrials out there, that we are not alone in the universe. I am ready to meet my brothers and sisters in spirit out there. How about you? Or are you more concerned with your job and raising your children? Understandable if you say yes. But now, under these circumstances of the coronavirus, all of a sudden, the world is different. We're looking for truth. We're looking for answers. We're looking for solutions. These extraterrestrials, I tell you the truth, I believe it without any doubt in my mind, that if we make contact with one of many that are out there, presently, from what I've heard, there are up to 60 different extraterrestrial races that are either contacting Earth or have contacted people on Earth in the past. And I guarantee you without a doubt that they could cure any disease here on Earth, to include coronavirus. Isn't that good news? And I know you love Star Trek. Star Wars, I don't like the word wars in that film, but I like Star Trek. We could be star travelers, my friends. How would you like to be exploring other solar systems? It can happen if you will accept them into your life. If you will look up at night above you at those stars out there, which are really suns, and know that each sun has a solar system, planets revolving around it. We're proving that every day with the Kepler Space Telescope. Every day we discover more and more planets. It's beginning to look like every single star out there has planets revolving around it. 9, maybe a little bit more or a little bit less. 9, 9, number 9, number 9, number 9 is the number of the universe, my friends. How many planets do we have in our solar system? 9, very good. You get a gold star. So when you look up in the evening sky, when the sun goes down, when the world is rotating, and the sun appears to go down in the west, and all of a sudden it gets dark, and you see the stars begin to view, think how great the Supreme Creator is. For the miracles of all creation to include all of those suns out there, in the Milky Way galaxy alone, there's at least 1 million, right? They say 1 billion, but I don't believe that there are that many. Our scientists, with all due respect to them, tend to exaggerate. Yes, they want to be impressive, but don't be fooled by them, because they hardly ever talk about God. God is not used on their lips very much. They're usually very cynical, either agnostic, atheist. Do you really want to trust in what they think and say? I'm not saying everyone's like that, but, and no offense to the brilliant minds, the scientists, they are, but that's one thing that Einstein was. And you have to admit, Einstein was one of the smartest people that ever lived on Earth. He believed in God. You have to be the total package. I'm sorry to say, you have to believe in God. If you don't believe in God, then you're fooling yourself. Because guess what? This didn't happen by accident. If you trust, let me give you an example. American astronauts are some of the finest men and women. They are tested, schooled. They are the best of the best. They know how to fly jets. They are true, red-blooded Americans. They are the cream of the crop, my friends. So when they tell you from their ventures into outer space, the trips that they made to the moon, those ones in particular, and back, when they saw the moon in the distance, and when they're coming back from the moon, they saw the cobalt blue world of our planet over in the distance. And they saw the blackness of outer space interspersed with the brilliant diamond-like stars, which are about 25% larger in outer space. And over on the side, the flaming disk of the sun, because the sun does not look round in outer space. They said that it was all too beautiful to have happened by accident. Now, if you don't want to trust what they say, that's up to you. Oh, there's something outside our fence. I don't know what that is. Maybe a dog. Our dog is looking. I just saw something walk by the fence out there. But anyway, my friends, let's change the subject, shall we? How about, let me change the subject. Let me get my book. And I'm running out of time. Time does seem to fly. 6:42. Yay, I got plenty more time. I'm going to read some things that I've made notes of here. Don't forget to say I love you more to people, please. It's a good idea, especially when we know that people are dying, you know, from the coronavirus. And it's a very strange situation. I went to Five Guys today and got some French fries and a veggie sandwich. And the guy, one of the guys there, was wiping everything down. And I was thinking to myself, is this really necessary? You know, I just can't believe that these germs are being transmitted the way they say they are. Isn't it possible? Isn't it more possible for the germs to be on the food that we eat? Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to say anything that would offend you, but do a little research on where the coronavirus originated from. And I just think it could have been handled differently. Plus, are we not adults? I mean, I know children exist, but they'll listen to what we tell them to do. A responsible adult human being knows better when they come down with the symptoms of the flu, coughing, sneezing, congestion, etc., than to go outside and spread it around. If we trusted in everybody to be responsible, then we wouldn't have to have gone through what we've been going through and shutting our economy down, which is going to be painful to get it back up again. All those trillions of dollars that are being wasted because we weren't smart enough to not only foresee it, but handle it properly. And I'm not blaming the current administration. I think they want to do the right thing. They don't want to lose the next election. So they're trying to do the right thing. They're not doing anything wrong on purpose. They're doing their best. Don't forget that approximately half of the American population voted for Mr. Trump back in 2016. So you can't address all American people and say that the current administration is doing the wrong thing. They should have acted sooner, or they should have done this, should have done that. That's a lot of pressure, you know. It seems like when one administration gets into power, automatically the other administration or the other party is on their backs, hanging on every word they say. On their backs and on their throats. You know, that's not the way to govern a country. That's not the way to look after the welfare of the people. No. We need to, in this coming election, by the way, I like Mr. Trump, but I think I'm going to vote for Mr. Biden, because one thing that concerns me a lot that Mr. Trump has ignored in his administration is the environment. I think we need to be very cognizant of global warming. And maybe, who knows, this coronavirus might be something that's pushing us. I'm not saying that maybe God started it, but it's a great plan if you consider the things that have happened that are maybe pushing us in a better direction. Is that sufficient to say? I think so. Because you have, if you understand that the Creator, the Spirit, Mother, and Father, or the Supreme Creator, don't forget there are other co-creator gods around the universe. There is the co-creator, Mother, and Father of the whole Milky Way galaxy, not only our solar system. In their infinite intelligence and wisdom, they decided that this was something that the world needed to go through to make it a better place. But that's just my thoughts, and I'm entitled to my opinion, right? Just like you are yours. So, have you been doing your exercise out there? I've been walking and running. I love to run. Not much, just a little bit. You know, I like what I've been experimenting with recently is just to, when I go for a walk, I'll do a run, a sprint. Maybe 50, 75% power, gets my heart raised up, you know. And then I'll walk the rest of the way. Feels good. Feels good to run. It's a confidence builder, you know, my friends. So I've got a whole bunch of notes here I wrote down. Now, with the limited time I have left, let me go over some things quickly. The Jewish people. Oh, it's a long story. I could tell you, I could take an hour to explain this to you, but suffice it to say, the Jewish people are advanced souls. That's what people have held against them all these years, because you see, they came from another planet, and their spaceship broke down a long time ago, and they couldn't get off the planet. So that's what started the Jewish race. They were, just like I was talking about before, they were living on a planet of a higher category of spiritual evolution. And so they had to adapt to this world, but they were more highly evolved, and that's the way it's been throughout the years. That's why the Germans didn't like them. That's why they're better with finances, because they're more evolved souls. And I'm, guess what? Guess what? I am Jewish. I'm 8% Jewish. I did a DNA test recently. My parents were English, from England. I say, jolly good show, old chap. I am 55% English, Scottish, and Welsh, 37% Irish, my mother's mother was Irish, and 8% European Jewish. Yay! I like being Jewish. Changing the subject. What else can I talk about? So I'm going to vote for Joe Biden, I think. And I'm looking forward to who he chooses for his vice president. Who do you think he's going to choose? As long as it's a woman, I don't care, but I like Elizabeth Warren. I voted for her in the primary, just FYI. No offense to Mr. Trump. I love him. I think he's a good man, but I don't like the things he says sometimes. I don't like him calling people crazy, nuts, psycho. Don't like hearing that talk, you know? It's wrong. No, it's wrong. Go. Get out. You know, if you can't curb your tongue and be courteous, polite, like a president should be, I'm just sorry, then I'm not going to vote for you, you know. If you can't do that basic, courteous, respectful thing for every human being and not pretend like they're some business competitor, then I'm not going to vote for you, you know, and I'm entitled to my vote, right? Right. Moving on. My stepdaughter said she might have seen a UFO in the San Antonio sky the other night. Just briefly. Six lights, she said she saw. Why can't I see a UFO? I'd like to see a UFO. I think that'd be kind of neat. Anyway, that was around midnight. I was sleeping at the time. When are we really responsible for our actions, my friends? When do you think? 17, 18 years old? I've talked about this before. I'm running out of time. 6:53. I believe that we are really responsible for our actions, truly responsible, where we don't have to feel guilty about having done anything in our past, things that haunt us, if you will, being imprisoned by faded memories of our past. Does that make sense to you? Why we should? Are you living in the past, my friends, or are you living in the present? There's really no time. There's no yesterday. There's no tomorrow. It is only now, as we rotate on our axis, this world, that is, revolve around our sun. That is what's real. Speaking of real, I just thought I'd say, I didn't see that video of the young man who was shot, executed by that father and son. I did see part of it. They say it's very graphic. I wanted to look at it. My wife said, don't look at it. I said, you saw it. I just wanted to see it. And so I'll go onto YouTube and they say, we can't show you it because it's too graphic. Hello? You know, and then right after that, they had a commercial for some action movie where people are shooting each other up, killing each other with guns. And then they won't show a video, a real-life video. Can you understand what I'm talking about there? One's fantasy, one's reality. I mean, how can they do both at the same time? Give some words, talk to you. What's that? I'm trying to remember how to say it. Speak words about reality. A man, young man gets shot and killed in real life. And then they'll show a commercial, TV again, of an action movie they're going to have. A fantasy violence movie. You get the correlation there? I mean, does that seem a little crazy to you? Or is it just me? You know? I think we need to make some changes here. Be able to differentiate between fantasy and reality, you know? I've seen it before, you know? I don't like mentioning them, but these active shooter incidents, people really take notice when that happens. I mean, we haven't had much in the recent past, thanks to the coronavirus, but when it happens on television, in movies, it's okay, you know. We like to be entertained by that fantasy violence, but when the real thing happens, we need to make some changes, you know. We need to tell Hollywood, don't want to see that anymore. Okay. We're getting tired of that. We want to get back to reality. This coronavirus is doing it to us. And I can see that's a good thing about it, but I'm praying that we'll get back to normal, my friends. My prayer is, Mother and Father in heaven, please bless us. I know that you're in control. You might want this to be happening, but please help us. It hurts me to see people who don't have a job, unemployed, not enough food, not being able to pay the bills. Help us, please. Help us all get back to normal. I love you very much. I'll talk to you next Saturday. Take care. Bye-bye.